Good morning, I'd just like to read you my blog about the plantain. Now this little weed or herb called the plantain can be very useful for self-healing. There's a little weed in your lawn, no doubt that you may or may not spend a lot of time trying to eradicate. I know my father spent most of his retired life on his knees out on his lawn digging up this little medicinal cure-all herb that he never believed would help him. He didn't have the heritage that I got from my mother's side, and therefore it is not a prescription, and if it wasn't a prescription signed by a medical practitioner of some sort, he would have no part in taking it for any reason. I felt sad near the end of his life because by then I was firmly entrenched into natural herbs and natural remedies, which could have alleviated many of his pains and certainly his financial situation where visiting a normal doctor was concerned. Now, plantain grows profusely here in New Zealand, and where my ancestors, the Native Americans, call it white man's foot, our name for it is kopa kopa, or parerarera, depending where you come from. We tend to have a narrow leaf variety where I live now. However, where I used to live, we enjoyed the benefits of the broad-leafed variety. No matter which one you use, the healing properties are the same, ranging from the reduction of swelling, killing bacteria, drawing out foreign bodies such as glass and splinters, stopping bleeding, relieving pain, and helping against allergic reactions to bee stings. Now this wild vegetable is easily ingested via salads, including in your stir fries, or just through chewing it. It will be a great reliever for the following complaints. Anything to do with the tummy area, such as digestive problems, for instance, or the inability to absorb carbohydrates and fat causing anemia, a condition known as celiac. The seeds are similar to the properties of psyllium, an absorbable fibre which aids in weight loss by being eaten before meals perhaps, used steeped as tea or even in a soup type mixture. Any skin complaint, use as an infusion to wash and care for your skin. Arthritis, used steeped as tea, rub the ointment on affected areas for relief. Boils, use as a poultice, as an oil or an ointment. For bruises, use as a poultice, oil or an ointment. Burns, use as a poultice, an oil or an ointment. Chapped skin anywhere on your body, use as a poultice, an oil or ointment. Chapped skin on your hands, use as a poultice, oil or ointment. Chapped skin on your lips, use as a poultice, oil or ointment. For cuts, use as a poultice, oil or ointment. Now, damage caused by any of the following, use steeped as tea or soup. Allergies to food, antibiotics, celiac disease, medications used on a regular basis for anti-inflammatory, medications used on a regular basis for pain. Emergency kits, keep dried leaves in readiness for chewing, to make instant poultice or to revive in water steeped as a tea. For lung problems, coughs and colds, very high in silica, therefore can be used steeped as tea for a gentle expectorant. General skin wash, used steeped as tea. Hemorrhoids, soothing remedy using the ointment. Insect bites, use poultice, oil or ointment. Menstrual problems, used steeped as tea. Nappy rash on babies, use as a poultice, an oil or ointment. Rashes, use as a poultice, oil or ointment. Sprains, use as a poultice, oil or ointment. So you see that this little weed or a herb, or that its real name is plantain, can be very useful for self-healing.